They shouldn't be let get away with this, number one. They should be made accountable and named.
So you feel that people that basically had this bar tab should be named and shamed?
Of course they should. Isn't everybody else when they don't pay their debts?
I'm just wondering, are you getting called by collection agencies like I am for a £5 fine?
So what do they do when they ring you? What do they say?
They just want to know when they're getting the money.
How much do you owe them?
Nothing. £5.
Just a £5?
Yeah.
And they want their £5?
Yeah.
We all have to pay our bills, so why shouldn't they?
Do you pay your bills?
I do indeed.
Do you pay your bar tab?
I do, because I think they'd call the guards on me if I didn't pay my bar tab. So why didn't they call the guards on them?
When I heard on the news the other day from one of the politicians, well done for the senior citizens, €5 of an increase. Well done. Did you ever hear anything like that in your life? Look at the price of everything, you know? And definitely, they shouldn't write off the bar bill.
It makes you feel very angry, just taking the people for a ride, you know? This won't be on TV, will it?
Be on the radio.
I'll be on the radio. Okay, that's okay. I don't want my face to be seen, you know? Like
we can't see you.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they're hypocrites, you know? They just, the way they come out and just scandalise people. I could think of a lot more, but I can't say you're on the radio.
They should be made pay. You know what I mean? We have to pay that when we go into a pub. You know what I mean?
Have to pay.
Yeah, because they should be made pay. You know, they get away with everything. They're well overpaid. You know what I mean?
The TDs are here to represent you. The senators, they're here to represent you. Yeah, are they representing you?
No, well, apart from Breed Smith. Breed Smith is a good, you know what I mean?
So Breed?
Yeah, Breed Smith, yeah. She's very good, you know what I mean? You see her there, she makes sense all the time. She's on television and all, you know what I mean? But the rest of them talk a lot of mahoney.
Deputy Breed Smith, TD for Dublin South Central People Before Profit.
Deputy Breed, what do you think of this Doyle tab being written off?
I think it's pretty shocking. That's public money, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 of public money that is unpaid for people's personal drinks. I just think it's pretty awful and reflects very badly. People should understand, I think it was an outstanding bill from the last Doyle. So it could be the case that some of the TDs that haven't paid are no longer TDs and it's hard to catch up with them. But it should be easy to catch up with everybody who's still alive in the country. I've never been inside it
myself. You've never been inside? No. How come?
And not the private members bar. I've been to the visitors bar because sometimes in recently a couple of the schools did a tour of the Doyle. So I'd box off a section of the visitors bar to give them sandwiches and biscuits and tea and Sidona or whatever they're having. I did the same for the Ballyfermot Travellers Project. They came and had sandwiches and tea and soup after they did the tour. That's the only time I've been to the bar, is the visitors bar. I've never been to the private members bar.
How come you haven't gone into the private
members
bar?
I don't want to go near it.
Why?
Because I reckon it'll be as horrible as I imagine it'll be, you know, all sort of hugger-muggering going on between various deputies and senators, all, you know, getting information and stuff from each other. I'm not into that. That's not the way I do my business.
You've spoken about late votes before and the smell of drink. What did you say before?
I said that sometimes on a Thursday in particular, when we're working on a bill and have to stay very late for it, there's way too much drinking goes on, and the smell of drink around the chamber, not actually in the chamber, but coming and going through the corridors when you're coming and going in for the voting.
A little bit of a whiff.
It can be a bit bad whiff, yeah.
Should we keep the Doyle bar open? What do you think?
Come here, I'm not a killjoy and I'm not going to rain in anybody's parade. But if we are keeping a Doyle bar, I think we shouldn't be using it when we're working. And I think definitely the tab situation is mad. That I'm really shocked at what I heard today from Mary Minhan's article in the Irish Times, that there's a debt of 4,000 or 5,000. That's not on.
Hi, I'm Jeff Corley, Downey's Port, Ballyfermot.
So we're here in the heart of Downey's at the moment, and we've got all the pumps in front of us and ice and lovely cold beer in the fridges. If I came in here and wanted to set up a tab with no money behind the bar, no credit card or laser card, would you let me?
Not a hope.
Not a hope?
Not a hope, not so ever. We don't do credit anymore, you know.
When did you last do credit? Or later?
Early 90s, probably.
Early 90s, so we're going back 27 years. This is the last time you did a tab?
Last time, yeah.
And why? Did you get stung? Did people just not pay up? What happened?
We just decided we'd stop it, you know what I mean? Reason being, because the way the economy is, people are toying for money and whatever else, you know what I mean?
Can you understand why the Doyle had a tab to start with? I mean, it was done on trust. TDs had paid a lot. And does it surprise you that they didn't pay it back? They didn't pay the tab?
It doesn't surprise me about TDs at all. And anyway, to be honest, they're fleecing us left, right and centre as it is. So Why not take more money out of us, you know?
My name is George Hines. Maybe years and years ago in certain pubs, I'm going back years ago, in certain pubs, there was something like that.
So 20 years ago?
You'd be going even back probably 40, you know. There were certain guys would probably be looked after.
If you did have a tab back then and you didn't pay it, what would happen?
Something very unsavoury, I'd say. You know what I mean?
So why do you think the Donald Bar, why do you think €4,000 has been written off? Some people, some members of the Dáil, of the Oireachtas, didn't pay their bill. Why?
Well, in the first place, I don't think there should be a bar in the Dáil. You know, I mean, these are elected TDs to represent people, and this thing about staying back at night time drinking and all that type of thing, I don't think it's appropriate.
But it could be a late vote. You, I understand, perform karaoke in bars. You know how it works.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, it's different for me. I'm just an ordinary Joe Soap and all that. I expect my elected representatives to be, you know, not drink. Just that's end of story.
And what's your favourite karaoke performance?
My Kind of Girl, all these types of songs, you know.
Can you give us a bit of My Kind of Girl?
Yeah. She walks like an angel walks. Head she talks like an angel talks.
We're here in Young's enjoying a pint. Do you have a tab? You're a patron here behind the bar?
No, we just pay as we drink.
Yeah. And what's your view on this Dáil bar and this £4,000 not paid?
Well, they shouldn't be able to get away with it. Like, they should be paid. Like.
Everybody should pay what they owe. And if they don't pay, close the whole bar down.
So you're having a nice creamy pint of Guinness?
I am indeed, and it's paid for.
Who paid for it?
I did.
You paid for it?
Yeah, TDs don't.
Did you pay cash? Did you pay credit cards?
Cash. Because they don't want to pay anything. Just with a big fat pension, so they're quite happy. They should pay what they owe like everybody else.
Personally, I don't think they should pay.
Why?
The reason being, it's taxpayers' money. So I'm be paying the tax. That's the simple reason.
And what do you mean by that?
I pay tax every week. I work hard every week, right? I pay tax. I'm paying the politicians to be in power. I'm paying their wages. So therefore, if they pay the tab, I'm paying the tab. Why go into a bar if you haven't got money? Simple as that. Put her on the slate. We'd be dying of plenty of water, wouldn't we? There'd be no slate on the roof.
Get away with it. That's what's wrong.
Why did they get away with it?
Because it's just a setup that the government would have for themselves, the little things like that for themselves.
But when did you last have a tab in a pub?
When was the last time I was in a pub? God, it'd be about probably once a year I'd go into the pub.
So you don't
on an
much.
Occasion, like it'd be a christening. Made redundant 2 years ago, so.
So you couldn't afford £5.90 for a pint?
I wouldn't give, no. I got a couple of cans now. It was an occasion like a snooker on. I got a couple of cans in the off licence and I'd tip in the house much cheaper.
So you'd watch the snooker and have a few cans?
Yeah.
And you just can't afford the pub?
No, absolutely not. And I wouldn't give it. I'd rather, no, there was a bit of spare cash there. Maybe on occasion myself and the wife would go out. But no, pay the bills first.
Any chance do you think you'll be finding a job soon?
At my age. So I see fellas around the area in their 20s and their 30s. It's like an orchard out there now, you know, for companies to be able to pick and choose. They're not going to take on a 50-odd-year-old, you know.
So a pint in a bar or a tab is just dreaming?
Absolutely, yeah. Unless you win the lotto now, of course. I'll be out of this country straight away if I won the lotto.
Yeah. Well, I just think that they should have paid. We're all the same, so if we went into a pub, we'd have to pay the bill, so why shouldn't they have to pay that bill?
Yeah, they're no different to us, you know.
It's just another day in the office for the lads, isn't it? But in my eyes, there is no Dáil. There never was a Dáil. There was only ever one Dáil in Ireland. So they'll continue to pay the taxes the way they are, and we'll have to continue paying their tabs in the bar. There was only one Dáil sitting in Ireland. There is no Dáil. There's only a Leinster house.
So when was that Dáil? Are you talking about historically?
Historically, yeah.
Back in the day?
Back in the day.
Well, I think it's ridiculous, because nobody pays my tab.
Nobody pays your tab?
No.
Do you have a big tab in the bar?
No, I don't really. I don't have one at all. But to be honest with you, it is ridiculous, and they get away with an awful lot. And if the politicians' wages was cut in half, the country would probably be in a lot better state than what it is now within a year.
And so what's your situation? How are things with you?
Yeah, well, I get it in one hand, out the other. If I didn't work part-time, I mean, I have to. I've no choice in the matter.
So you're just getting by?
Just getting by, yeah. That's it.
And can you afford a pint in the pub or a glass
of
wine?
No, I don't go out at all.
So drink at home?
I don't even drink. To be honest with you.
You stopped?
Stopped.
They'll get away with it. Like to get away with everything.
We're here in Ballyfermot, or Ballya, as it's known locally. Could you run up a tab like that locally here?
No way. I wouldn't even think of going out unless I had money for a drink.